staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Les Jamieson, who is working back in New York City to try to get an initiative onto the ballot for an independent investigation of what really happened on September 11th, 2001. Now, of course, you say that's a long time ago. Why are you worried about what happened there? We've got our problems today. We're in a war with Afghanistan. We're at war with Iraq. The finances of our country are beginning to implode. There's a serious question whether the whole world financial system will come down. And, in fact, recently, a Chinese diplomat, high-ranking diplomat, said that if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac went down, and, of course, the bondholders in China and Japan and Russia weren't paid off, it could threaten the whole world financial system. Why are you worried about what happened back there in September of 2001? And I would like to suggest that many of the things that are going on today came about because of what happened that day, and that was a watershed event. And we've never had an independent investigation. In fact, everything has been done to block an internal investigation of that tragic event and the death of almost 3,000 Americans. Les Jamieson, thank you so very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Dr. Finn. Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself and why you are so interested in trying to get an independent investigation of what happened that day? I mean, don't you think that we've already had two investigations, one the Joint Intelligence Committee investigation, one, of course, the 9/11 Commission? Don't you think that they investigated what happened?
Only on the surface, only as much as a government agency would investigate itself, which is, of course, an oxymoron when you think about it. And it didn't take very much to see that they were not going to conduct a thorough investigation when they wound up saying within a very short time that we're not here to find any blame. We're just here to give recommendations for the future. So, in other words, they specifically, we're not going to conduct a thorough, exhaustive, open-ended investigation of why the events of 9/11 took place because they have an awful lot to hide. You have to remember.
Go ahead. Well, what did they have to hide? I mean, certainly we all saw it on television. Did we see it on television? Did we see reality or did we see what we were supposed to see that day?
Well, they have an awful lot to hide in that, the events of 9/11 were very much, the agencies within the government were very aware that an attack was imminent. There were many, many months of warnings, high-level warnings from 11 foreign countries, including some intelligence agencies. And the day of 9/11, there was an absence of air defense, not just one hijacking, but four, and this is unprecedented and unheard of. There were war games going on that morning that obscured our ability to defend the skies.
And I think it's so important to note that at least one of those war games involved a hijacking of a plane and crashing it into a major building. I think it was the CIA headquarters, and they've carefully suppressed that fact from the American people, as they suppress so many other important facts, like the fact that Jeff Tillman, when he was killed, had three closely placed bullet holes in the middle of his forehead, and yet, of course, he was supposedly killed by enemy fire.
Exactly. These are just a few.
Go right ahead.
These are just a few of many, many reasons why we do need a true, independent, authentic investigation that will follow wherever the facts may lead. And that's what we're trying to do here in New York City through the public referendum process.
All right, fine. Now tell us a little bit about the public referendum process. What are you trying to get accomplished? And if the people were to vote for an independent investigation, how would you ever really get an independent investigation? Because people who are employed by the government, certainly the local district attorneys, or state attorney general, or almost anybody who would be involved in this investigation would be a government employee and subject to government pressure.
Well, this would not be government sponsored or orchestrated. This would be independent. This would be citizens led. We have a 9/11 family member, one of the Jersey widows named Lori Van Auken would be one of the commissioners. So in other words, we have our own independent slate of commissioners, Dr. Stan. William Pepper, an international attorney who also reinvestigated the Martin Luther King assassination. We have Ralph Schoenman, who was part of the Bertrand Russell Commission Tribunal after Vietnam, and some many other incredible investigations over many decades. Also, we have Roman Catholic Bishop Thomas Gumbleton, a great anti-war activist and proponent of progress and progressive values. We have two former senators who were mavericks in their own right, Senator Mike Gravel, who was the one who exposed the Pentagon Papers publicly and also was instrumental in ending the Vietnam draft. We have also, on the other side of the aisle, former Senator Lincoln Chafee, also actor Ed Asner, and we were in touch with some other very high-profile people of the highest integrity and respect. So this would be independent of all government agencies. Now, that said, the public referendum process is based on a New York City charter law, and so if this gets on the ballot, which I'll explain how it's going to get done, it would have the force of law because it would become part of New York City statute for this temporary commission to conduct a full, fact-driven, comprehensive investigation of the events of 9/11, and it would have subpoena power, and therefore we could literally subpoena Bush and Cheney to testify under oath in public, unlike the 9/11 Commission, the government's own investigation, in which they were not under oath and they only spoke in private with no one being able to even record what they said.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Les Jamison, who's leading a drive back in New York City. And apparently there is a provision in the code of the laws of New York City that you can, if you can get a certain number of people to sign an initiative or a petition, that they can hold an independent investigation. And what they have done is they've gotten two United States senators, one Mike Gravel and the other Senator Chafee, to agree to be on this independent investigation. Lou Asner, remember Mary Tyler Moore fame, and certainly one of the four widows at the Sydney who had actually lost her husband, and that she wants to be, she would be a commissioner. And they've already set up a commission who would investigate, and they would have subpoena power. Now, you have to understand that certainly when we had the 9/11 commission, there were about 1,200 people who testified in secret. And the testimony of 1,100 of those of that 1,200 was, of course, kept secret and was sealed for 50 years. Why would you want to seal what happened that morning? Why not let the American people know? I mean, are we trying to conceal the information from Osama bin Laden? Are we trying to keep the American people from learning that we have not been told the truth about what happened? And so, certainly Les is working with a group of people back there in New York. They have to get 30,000 signatures. What is the what's the time limit for getting the signatures, Les?
The time limit is such that we can... what we started earlier this year in hopes of getting it on this November's ballot, we're out of time for this coming election, but we have official verification now that our signatures are indeed valid for the forthcoming election of 2009, which interestingly will be the mayoral election, and we think that this is actually to our benefit in that of course, this November, the presidential election will overshadow everything else. And so if we wait, we build and get even higher numbers and build alliances with organizations and unions and so forth, we'll create a political groundswell and a mandate for a truthful, factual 9/11 investigation, which never occurred to date, and this is something that, strategically, Dr. Stan, we have to do as prudently, as wisely as possible. So we're up against huge political forces and opposition and this huge commitment and attachment to the status quo, let's face it. Conducting a full, authentic, fact-driven investigation of 9/11 that would expose the reality and much of this information that has been sealed and classified, exposing that information would create a sea change, a massive wave of truth and justice and accountability, which is so